USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic field for the White House grows by another one as former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announces this morning he's running for the White House, saying in an ad he posts online,
I'm running for president because we're facing a crisis that threatens everything we stand for. As a skinny kid with Coke bottle glasses and a funny last name, I've stood up to my fair share of bullies. Standing tall when it matters is one of the things that really drives me.
He'll hold his first campaign rally on Thursday in Denver. At least 23 people dead after tornadoes tear through eastern Alabama. That death toll expected to rise as many people are listed as missing. People living in the area of Beauregard say it looks like a bomb went off. Strike over. Teachers in Oakland, California heading back to the classroom today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
We told you earlier another Democrat, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, is running for the White House. Well, former Attorney General Eric Holder has announced today he will not be running in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in the Washington Post he's going to focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Baltimore City police say a woman who was reportedly killed while helping a panhandler in the city a while ago was actually murdered in a staged attack by her husband and stepdaughter. Mayor Catherine Pugh releasing a statement saying the family of 50-year-old Jacqueline Smith was arrested for her death. The police commissioner said yesterday,
during the course of our investigation, we developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made the appropriate national notifications and the Texas State Police arrested him this morning.
Keith Smith and his daughter Valerie caught near the Mexico border trying to leave the country, now charged with that murder 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $500. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Federal investigators are going to be looking into a fatal crash involving a Tesla electric car. A National Transportation Safety Board team is to be in Florida today to investigate Friday morning's crash north of Miami. A 50-year-old man died when his Model 3 slammed into a semi and slid under the trailer. It tore the roof off that high-performance luxury electric car. Investigators will try to learn whether the Tesla semi-autonomous driving system or its automatic emergency braking system were working when that crash occurred. A pretrial hearing for actor Kevin Spacey is scheduled for today in a Massachusetts district courtroom, but Spacey is not required to appear. The actor pleading not guilty to sexual assault charges in January after he was accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. Last week, Spacey's defense team filed several new court motions, including one asking for cell phone records from the accuser. And SpaceX has stepped closer to taking astronauts into space after the Crew Dragon reached the International Space Station yesterday as the first ever private spacecraft ultimately designed to take astronauts into orbit to blast off from Cape Canaveral and carry 400 pounds of cargo to the space station, as well as a life-size test dummy named Ripley. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.